because we solved half of the problem at least. In Arab language, all ue, the long vowels, are replaceable because they didn't have the symbols for that in Arab archaic, so it's confusing over there. In Persian, we don't interchange them.
They're fixed?
Yes, they're fixed.
So there is no two words that have the same spelling but different parts that have the
same
spelling?
Yes, that's a confusion. For somebody like me who is used to that, I know that these Aleph, Vav, Yer are interchangeable. I find it easily. But yes, it could be confused because they are not similar. Yes?
There is no speech independent of the way of hearing, except the speech of the Creator.
You see, he gave you the rule that, remember, the rule is that you should listen, then you could talk. There is an exception. Remember, that exception is there for us. They don't need it. Because when he talks about God and Ahab, he refers to that state that we don't understand. Over there, the rule is not the same. Yes?
The speech of the Creator who is without want. He is the originator. He follows no master. He is the support of all things. He hath no support. The rest, in handicrafts and talk, follow a master and have need of a pattern. If thou art not alien to this discourse, assume the frock of a dervish and tears in some deserted place. Because Adam, by means of tears, escaped from that reproof. Moist tears are the breath of the penitent. For weeping's sake, Adam came to the earth, that he might be weeping and moaning and sorrowful.
This is a very amazing stuff in our stories. You see that Rumi here somehow will explain a lot of biblical stories that you know why they're made like that. First of all, remember, human being is here to cry. For crying we are here. What do you get from this? Oh, you won't believe it, that in my country a lot of people will get it literally, and they go to an exaggeration the symbol I remember is this prostitute. Christian, negative, prostitute, Christian, non-believer, needs a little bit fire. He goes to the neighbor, and in neighbor, they are reciting these stories about the martyrdom of the Hussein and stuff. The woman will knock the door and say, I need a little bit fire. The neighbor will say, sorry, we're busy with this holy ceremony. Go and pick it up yourself. The woman will go and will pick up some fire from the stove, and the smoke will make the tears to run. Then you will go away, and as it happens in these stories, this woman will die. The other one will see in the dream that she is in paradise. We, the believers, the Muslims, the Shi'i, the Imam, and blah, 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 and you. How come that you're in paradise? Remember that day I came to you? Those tears did it to me. Because the speech of that Imam was going in my ear and the tear was coming out. They gave me the benefit of a martyr. Imagine if the life is like that, what the nonsense we're talking about, duty of a human being. You could interpret this tear to that. I prohibit that. Why? Because I talked about this, remember? Right at the beginning, you remember our king went to the mosque, cried, and mihrab means that war zone was filled up with a tear. Whether you explain what the tear is. First of all, without getting romantic about it, the tear is a salty water coming out of your vision. Right? So it's what the knowledge is in you. What do you have? Bring out the knowledge you have. Bring it, face it. This is crying. To look at you. Look at the limitation of yourself. That's what we interpret about crying. That's because that crying will put you sleep. Because naturally, after crying, you will sleep. And we said, you have to pass from the existence to the dreamland. Then, imagination. Then we go to non-existence. We talk about that. So you need this transformation. That's what we call crying. Here he goes back to that crying again. And say, if you are not that perfect one, start with the crying, like our king did, first story, second paragraph of the book. That crying. So let me talk about that crying, because a human being is here for that crying. Human being is the only animal we know that could look at him or herself inside and look at what do I know. A dog cannot do that. A dog is always a dog. Or the human being could stop and say, what's in me? What am I thinking about? What do I know? What do I want to know? If I want to know one simple thing, which is the first thing I should know, what the hell am I doing here? What should I do? This question bothers us. Animals, they don't have this problem. We do. That's why we were kicked out of a paradise. Remember the story? Amazing story. Like all the paradoxes, we have the serpent grabbing and swallowing its own tail. That's what all our sayings is all about, right? The Adam and Eve, they are the sinners. They were kicked out of the paradise. Then what? They were promised the paradise. Isn't that sick to come out of a paradise and promise to go back? We don't go back because the first paradise was paradise of ignorance. Remember, everything is quiet over there. There is no fighting. Nothing is going on. And that paradise remained the same for millennia, right? The paradise we go is different. First of all, the fluids will run with our will. It's the knowledge and everything will turn around different. And in the second one, everything is different. So we are promised the second paradise. The first paradise is the animalistic animal paradise. Everything is quiet, nobody bothers anyone. And it's always the same. The second one is full of lovers. So it's a paradise really to be in. The first one was just, there was no knowledge. The fruit of the knowledge was hanging up there, right? Nothing. We just ate. And we didn't know anything. First bite. What was the outcome of first bite, Rahim? To understand that we are naked. To understand non-existence of the dress. That's the first hint over there. We talk about non-existence, the other part. We are kicked out to go to the second one. He's describing it here, yes?
The weeping sake Adam came to the earth, that he might be weeping and moaning and sorrowful. Mm-hmm. Adam from paradise and from above the seven went to the pew row, for the purpose of excusing himself. If thou art from the back of Adam and from his loins, be constant in seeking amongst his company. Prepare a desert of heart fire, a desert of heart fire and eye water. The garden is made open by cloud and sun. What dost thou know of the taste of the water of the eyes? Thou art a lover of bread like the blind.
See, he explained it so.